See, that's the point. If we don't all get together and work together on all this, what's the point? That's why I threw up my hands on May 13th of 2002 and said, geez, what's the point? Here I am on at midnight, not getting anywhere, people not listening. Other hosts coming on, taking my time away because they're paying for it. Can you imagine me paying for my airtime when I have nothing to sell and I'm sitting here trying to educate with documentation that no one else does? I've only been learning this all my life, this situation our country's been in. I've only been learning. I started learning about this mess we're in the fourth grade when the Cuban Missile Crisis happened. And I remember everybody's they're all upset because they've all got to build bomb shelters because Russia's going to nuke us. And my mother said, they're not going to nuke us. This is a setup. There's going to be no nuclear war. And here we're doing these civil defense drills in the fourth grade, hunkering down under our chairs or our desks in the fourth grade because we're getting ready for a nuclear war. My mom said, no, there's not going to be a nuclear war. This is a setup. That's way back in the fourth grade. That got me started. In mind, weather modification has been going on for years. 1977, 1970s, weather modification was used during the Vietnam War. The Weather Channel even chronicled it. Nikola Tesla had something to do with creating this ability. Nikola Tesla was a good man. Nikola Tesla was destroyed. Nobody hears about Nikola Tesla anymore. Nobody probably heard about Nikola Tesla way back when. He was still alive. This planet is not overpopulated like what Frosty Woolworth says, or Frosty Wooldridge, who's a proponent of illegal immigration and stopping that, which you'll never do unless you stop the UN system. How do you stop the UN system when the Secretary of the Treasury is the U.S. Governor of the IMF? And the alternate is Alan Greenspan of the Federal Reserve. And every country has a governor of the IMF that's a member of the UN. That's why many, many people have to get on board to understand. You're caught in this trap any way you look at it if you're a young person. You join the military so you can get a college education because you can't afford a college education otherwise. If you're fortunate enough to get out with your life out of the military, you go to college, and you go to some place like the University of Toronto, and you learn about environmental research and teaching. And you learn about the Central European Environmental Data Request Facility. You learn about the Commission for Environmental Cooperation, the Conservation International, the Global Legislators Organization for a Balanced Environment, GLOBE. There is never a time in human history more vital to get talk show hosts on the right page of the implementation of what's going on. And it's everyone's responsibility, especially you, that have families. I am just so appalled at the ignorance of the American people, especially after the history of the 20th century, to learn by as we go into the 21st century. That is why it is so crucial to understand HARP, environmental modification, weather modification, because these quote-unquote natural disasters, most of them more than likely are being created to bring about UN totalitarian control. That's certainly my feeling. And for people in the past, talk show hosts in the past, stating that the United Nations what did he say? It's a useless think tank. He's never gone to the State Department's website to see what's going on in America. And that is just amazing. Build up logistics from the UN News Center. Build up logistics cooperation with private sector before next tsunami strikes is dated January 28, 2005. In other words, there's going to be another tsunami, another tidal wave. Will it be set off by a nuclear device at the bottom of the ocean to make it happen? That is the concern that I have. The creation of the problem to bring about the result could very well be a reality.